Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Single Sounds. I am your host, Katie Mack, and this is the only podcast that helps its listeners find a date. I interview singles of London, and you, as the listeners of this podcast, can write in to date them if you like the sound of them. This week's guest is a single male who is looking for a long-term relationship. He didn't give too much specifics of what he's looking for, just someone around the age of 29 and who has a love for life. You'll have to accept that he is an impulsive buyer and a holiday booker and does have a slightly toxic trait of ordering Deliveroo more than once a week, but he's working on it. He is very passionate about wildlife photography, and as you'll hear later in this episode, he does make a calendar, so maybe you'll be lucky enough to be given one if you get in the good books. After the recording, I did receive one as a thank you present and can confirm it's something you'll want on your wall. If the date goes well, you might get free football tickets included, but my top tip would be don't Instagram the whole date. Hi, welcome to Single Sounds.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good, yeah, not too bad, thank you.
It's a lovely Saturday morning, well, afternoon-ish now.
Afternoon now, yeah.
Yeah.
It's warm outside.
Yeah, it's like the first day of spring.
It's like 20 degrees today.
I know, you're sat in a t-shirt. It's happy days.
A dream.
This is coming out in May, so hopefully...
Okay.
It's going to be really nice weather when this comes out.
Let's hope there's no snow. Let's hope it's been, you know, smooth spring.
I hope so. If you're listening and it's May, hope the weather's good. Okay, let's start with your profile. First question is, who are you sexually attracted to?
I'm sexually attracted to women.
Woo!
Yep, up the women.
Gonna celebrate that today. And what are you looking for?
Relationship, like long-term relationship.
Nice.
Partner.
Any height, age preferences?
Not particularly, no.
No?
No. I would say...
Nothing.
As in, like, I'm 29, so sort of okay. my age range.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not picky, really.
No, it's because you're tall. You don't need to be picky.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It helps.
Do you have any other preferences? Like, what you'd like them to do or be interested in?
Yeah, I would just say I like people that have a love for life. Mm-hmm. I don't have, like, lots of red flags of things I don't like or people that, like, types of people I'm not a fan of. So
yeah.
Somebody that's fun and enjoys life and doesn't take life too seriously, really.
Nice. How about like traveling?
Love to travel.
Yeah.
Enjoy a good holiday. So what I've found in the past is that I find shift work really difficult from a dating perspective.
That is something that I have learned too, and it's really interesting. And
yeah.
It's not something you think about, I think, until you have been with someone of that nature,
yeah,
occupation.
But I wouldn't say like I don't want to date anyone that does shift work, because I think that's also really harsh. But and also a lot of the really fulfilling jobs in life are shift workers, right?
Yeah.
But I have found it quite difficult when there's like night shifts and quite tricky to manage that.
Well, yeah,
from
you
a
just,
relationship perspective, I think, unless you are also a shift worker.
I agree, because
right?
I'm similar. I'm like a 9 till 6 gally, so like my free time is the evening. So
yeah.
If we're like never aligned on that, it's really tough.
Yeah. So and that with shift work comes like flexibility to just sort of drop things and go on a holiday or whatever. It's a bit more tricky. So a job that's got some flexibility is also, you know, it's also great. But
no, yeah,
again, not like a.
I know I know people that have dated like police officers and stuff like that. And also you don't know your shift until like a few weeks before sometimes. Mm-hmm. So like planning is so hard.
Yeah, and Christmas.
And you can't, oh, that was a nightmare. Yeah. Oh, so many arguments around that.
Yeah, I've had the same.
Yes. And like they didn't get New Year's off, and then that was an issue because they were sad that they couldn't spend New Year's together.
Yeah, I've spent a couple of Christmases like driving to and from hospitals, shift work, and which is fine.
Yeah,
but
you like manage it for the right person, but
yeah. Flexibility
I think
is good.
If we're going like, you know, I would say if you write like your perfect list, it would be then someone who matches your work schedule.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
That's a good way of putting
it. Yeah. Okay. And how about where would you like to date?
London. So I'm London based, like Southwest. Yeah. So ideally around the sort of Southwest area, but central London.
Yeah. Let's move on to the three A's. The first A is acceptance. Will it be accepting of your flaws and your quirks?
Mm-hmm.
First question is, what is your toxic trait?
My toxic trait is I can be quite impulsive.
Okay.
So I might see like an advert for something, typically Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's something that I would never have thought of before that I suddenly have to have.
Yeah.
And it's the same with like with holidays. So I can get really like fixated. So for example, I saw an ad for an air freshener.
Okay.
Air purifier.
Okay.
With real moss. So it's like this eco-friendly air purifier that uses real moss. And it kind of makes your home smell lovely and natural.
Oh.
And I saw it. It was £300.
Oh, my God.
On Instagram. I have to have it.
No.
Did no research. Just ordered it. And then it took like 3 days to arrive. And during those 3 days, I thought to myself, like, you are a moron.
Yeah.
What are you doing? So I set it up and then sent it back. So I do stuff like that, or
at least you sent it back though.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm quite good.
You're
at
good
that.
At returns. I feel but like that's such a male trait to learn never send stuff back.
Yeah, but it's, then there's a cash flow problem.
Yeah,
because I'm constantly waiting for refunds to come back. So yeah, I would say like I can get like just super impulsive.
Yeah.
Another example is I was flying back from like a skiing trip recently, and my flight was delayed by 3 hours.
Okay.
So I was like, we're already going to be at the airport 2 hours early. So, 5 hours in the airport. So I just like booked another flight home.
Yeah.
That was then also delayed.
Mm.
So like my, you know, quite impulsive from that perspective.
Yeah. Fair.
It's not a great trait.
I don't know. I don't think it's bad. It depends if you're with someone though and they're constantly just like doing random stuff and you're like, can't keep up.
No, but I'm here for that though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens. Yeah, it happens quite a lot. Like, even with holidays, I love Scotland. So I'll watch a program or something that's got Scottish mountains in, and I'll be like, right, I have to go. So then, like, suddenly in the next like weekend or 2 weekends, I'm like trying to book a last minute trip, get time off work, and if I can't do it, I'm really sad, even though it was something that was never in my plan.
Or you could just do it like a few months later.
Yeah, yeah, but like, it doesn't work for me.
It doesn't.
So that's my.
It has to be now or never. Yeah.
Genuinely, yeah.
That's really funny.
It's not the best trait in the world, but.
No, well, not for planning holidays, I have to admit. I quite like to like take my time to like book it and then like have months to research like exactly what I want to do and where I want to go.
Yeah, because it's annoying when you go somewhere and then you haven't really fully researched properly. You go home and you realize there was something really cool you would have done.
That is literally one of my like biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
And you see it on social media and you're like, I was literally just there and I didn't realize that I was meant to do that or see that and that's why I take time over it now, because I can't have that happen again.
Yeah, well, if you're going somewhere really far away, then that's important.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you don't
just
fly
like,
across
I
the
just
world.
Have such FOMO about like maybe there's something in this city or like place that I should be doing and I haven't just realized that I should have been doing it.
Yeah, but then you can get really like really stressed on your holiday of like trying to squeeze it all in.
Yeah, there's
such
so
a
fine such a
balance
to
it.
I agree. And like I've gone on holiday with both types of people, one that plan nothing and then that's stressful because you miss out on like you find a restaurant you want to go to and then it's fully booked for that whole week.
Yeah,
you're like, well,
that is the main thing actually, restaurants. Like the amount of times I've gone somewhere, not seen a restaurant but then not booked it or not got around to it because I didn't want to have like a strict plan, and then you end up eating at some like crappy tourist place
because
you're hungry, you're wandering around trying to find somewhere. Yeah, that,
but then
I don't like that.
I've also been on holiday with those people that book every single night and every single breakfast,
yeah,
which is really cool because all the places are really nice, but then it gives you no flexibility.
No.
Like if you do actually just one evening, maybe want to sit down and have a more chill dinner.
Yeah, I tend to try and like if I'm going away, pick one thing for the morning I want to do, one thing for the afternoon I want to do, and everything else is sort of flex.
Yeah,
rather than having like a hour by hour itinerary of what you're doing. It's not fun.
No, it is.
Life's an adventure. You've got to enjoy it.
Especially when you are traveling, like you do want a bit of like, especially if you meet people, you can't then be like, oh, sorry, I've already booked like every single dinner and day and you can't join.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. I've not actually done the whole traveling thing, but.
What, solo?
I've not done like 6 months.
I didn't do
a gap year or anything, but I can imagine that would be not ideal.
Yeah, I think for those you do just plan nothing, you just rock off and you're like, you get to one hostel and you're like, right, who wants to going? Do something?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have another one, which is in, along the same lines, which is I have an awful Deliveroo habit.
Oh, okay. Talking like weekly, minimum, daily? Daily?
I wouldn't, not daily, but like more than once a week.
Wow.
And even if I've got like food in, like if that some, is bad. Sometimes I'll have no food in. And then okay, fair enough, I can justify it. Sometimes I'll have food in and an easy meal to cook, but I'll just fancy a pizza or fancy a poke bowl or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just, it's so easy to do on your phone, you just grab your phone and order it before you even thought about it. So yeah, I have a terrible delivery habit.
I mean,
I had got HelloFresh for a while, that fixed it for a while.
Oh yeah.
Did have some HelloFresh. Delivery sometimes wins. Also, I live on my own.
Delivery is a rogue choice. I Uber Eats.
Really?
It's much cheaper.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell me that. I'm trying to cut back. Now I'm going to have two.
They give me 40% off like literally every other week.
What?
For the next 5 orders.
Can I have a code?
No, you just download it, mate. You don't need a code. Right, okay. But yeah, I can.
We're not doing this.
Individual to you, so it gets sent to your email. But that what I do is I like train it to realize that I will only order if they give me a 40% off. So I get them all the time because
they're
eating
out the palm of your hands.
Yeah, I've got them right by the balls.
So you do. So that's another one. That is another
but
one.
But I guess I've got a bit more restraint than you. Or you just order off another app. That's what I do. So I only order Uber Eats when they give me a code.
Yeah, okay.
And then, yeah, I'll use like Just Eat if I need it.
Just Eat?
Just Eat, yeah.
Are we in the 20th century? Is that still a thing?
My best friend works for them in sales. Oh, right. Okay. So I feel like I have to because she gets mad if I use any of the others.
Yeah, I get that.
So she'll listen to that and cry.
Yeah. So there's two toxic traits for you.
Yeah,
there's
two. She also gets £7 a day off because she works there, though. Like, so you should maybe just get a job in
maybe that's the answer to Deliveroo. More problems.
Yeah, then they give you like allowance every day, I think.
Wow.
But then that would really feed the habit.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good for me.
Pardon the pun.
Pardon the pun.
Feed the habit.
Wouldn't be good for me at all.
I would get on board with that. I feel like, yeah, if my partner always ordered, that would be quite bad.
I think I live on my own, and I think part of the reason that it is a bad habit is because no one's there judging you.
Oh, I see. So, like, yeah, maybe it'd be less.
If I get two deliveries in a row, like, on two separate evenings, no one's looking at me going, like, sort your life out, what are you doing? Make yourself a stir fry. Whereas if you're living with someone else, or you've got, like, someone round...
To share, yeah.
To share, it's... Less. There's less risk of Deliveroo.
I think they should give like a single occupancy discount on meals.
Just to make all the single people feel better about their lives.
It really pisses me off. I order it so much less now because
that's a good thing. Celebrate that. That's not a bad thing.
No, I want Domino's, but I can't justify Domino's.
Posing myself here, put it in the fridge.
No, but I thought about that, but they just don't last. Like a whole large.
Depends on how much pizza you eat.
I did eat the whole large in one sitting, which was rare for me, but I was just very hungry.
Stuffed crust?
Yep, always. Yeah. Always stuffed crust.
Nice. I'm getting hungry now.
I know, I'm hungry. Right, let's move on. What is the nerdiest thing about you?
Nerdiest thing about me, for sure, is my like wildlife/nature obsession. So it started in lockdown. I bought myself like a cheap camera.
Okay.
And I went out to like Richmond Park and went on the walks and stuff.
Oh, like photography.
Yeah. And then so I really got into like photography, and my dad is like big into wildlife. So like, and I've always thought it was a bit like bicky, like, come on, it's not really. Just watch the football, Dad. But then I sort of kind of got hooked, and like, I could probably, if like a bird flew past this window, I could probably tell you like what it
was.
That's
quite cool.
I set up like a little wildlife Instagram.
Oh.
Submissions
for the National Geographic.
I've been publishing a magazine, which was pretty cool. But yeah, that's sort of like the dorky thing about me. And like a lot of my trips that I go on like revolve around like wildlife that I want to see. Or photograph.
I so get that. My trips revolve around the animals I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, I only went to Mexico to go see the whale sharks. You know?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't see them. They didn't turn up.
You don't need to go that far. There's some amazing stuff in the UK.
Is there?
I'm going in June to Shetland, which is an island off the north coast of Scotland, to look for killer whales.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Otters.
I love otters. Badgers? They're really cute.
You ever seen a badger?
Badger? Do I want to see a badger?
Yeah, you do.
Do I? They're cute.
Very cute.
Really?
They're not very good. Not good eyesight, so they sort of like bumble around.
Yeah, you they do come out, want to see out. A badger.
It's so nice when you're just like, you've got to find a badger set and you sit there for a while and then like their little heads bob out of the ground and they come out for the evening. It's lovely. It's very nice.
That's really cute. And that's so awesome. The set is the home, right? Where they live.
Yeah, it's like a series of like underground chambers. Tunnels. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never seen a badger cub. I really, really want to see a badger cub this year. I can imagine a tiny little cute baby badger cub.
I'm trying to think of what a badger looks like. I'm not even sure. Like, I know what it looks like, but... Do you know what I mean?
You've seen them by the road dead, sadly, probably.
Yeah, I feel like someone said to me now, like, draw a badger. I don't know what.
Oh, if you've got a pen and paper, because like. I would love you to try.
I'll do it after.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds it like a look plan. Like some like giant rat thing.
Sounds like a plan. It's kind of like a giant rat, I suppose. A massive rat with a white
but
and black head.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know it's white and black, but like, I can't. I know it's got a stripe because it's like the badger stripe.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
that's it.
If you were to consult a calendar that I made, so I make
animal per month.
I make
thing.
A little wildlife calendar for my friends and family.
Stop this!
So I've done it now 2 years in a row.
So cute,
and it's quite nice because it gives me a little project for the year. So like,
yeah, and it's actually only 12 pictures. Yeah, it's not that many.
Quite hard to get variety though.
Is it?
Yeah.
What if you're only doing it in the UK?
Exactly. Yeah. So the first one I did had some Iceland in it. So I had like some wild reindeer, Arctic fox. So it was like mixed up a bit.
Yeah. You just need to go to more exotic places for your wildlife.
Yeah, I do. But then it's kind of weird having a calendar that's got like a squirrel in it and then like a sloth. Like you got to have some continuity, you know? So.
Yeah, but it could be like you're traveling for the year. No?
Yeah, but does anyone care about where I've been? It's more about like...
You're only doing it for friends and family.
I know, but I take pride in it.
Do you want to like extend it? You should put it on like Etsy.
Yeah, who's going to buy it though?
But it's like free to put it on.
Those bastards I'd put it on for you. Countryfile have monopolised the calendar market. Everyone buys a Countryfile.
No, I think people like supporting like independent photographers and stuff.
Well, maybe I will.
I actually met one on a dive trip in Mexico. Yeah, he's got like 100K on Instagram and he's like... won the like Geographic Award for his underwater photography and like it's his whole job is just going to photograph things underwater. It's
really cool.
I was like, that's such a cool job.
Really cool. There's some great like Instagram accounts of people diving and looking at amazing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You get nurse sharks in Scotland.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I see why you like Scotland so much.
I love Scotland.
It's like the only variety of wildlife.
Literally, yeah. Everything in England's just farmland.
Squirrels.
And
foxes.
Yeah, I love a fox.
I think they're cute, you know.
I again really want to see a fox cub, but I've never seen one. But people just get them in their gardens in London. I've never seen
a baby fox.
They're really
seen
cute.
A lot of foxes.
They've got really blue eyes when they're young. They're really cute.
No, I quite like this hobby, this nerdy thing. I mean, I like animals, so yeah. I feel like I could get behind this.
Yeah, but could you like sit down for like 2 hours looking for one?
Yeah, but maybe I was thinking like your partner could just bring a book.
Yeah. Or binoculars and get stuck in. No, to be fair, I don't really like... I'm not very good at sitting down, sitting still. So, like, whenever I go with my dad on these sort of trips, we just can't really sit still and wait for something. It's just so boring.
Yeah.
So we tend to just, like, go on walks and then, like, you see what you see versus...
Oh, that's much better.
A little hike. Yeah, we've done it once where we were looking for otters in Scotland and we sat for, like, an hour or two by a lock, but it was beautiful though because it's almost like meditative, like really quiet, no one else around.
Yeah,
you're just sitting there, have a little
and
snack.
Also, you know, that's your day, like just to wait for these otters.
Yeah,
that's cute.
It's like
I like it.
It's like the opposite of what's it called, instant gratification.
Yeah,
so like, so you go, and the other thing is like I might go on this trip to look, like I went to Shetland last year to look for killer whales, didn't see one. But it's still like an amazing experience because you're out there, you're present.
I guess it also makes it more exciting when you do see, because you know it's rare.
It would be really boring if every time you went out, you saw something amazing.
That doesn't sound
boring. It's about the journey, not the destination.
It's about the friends we make along the way.
Squirrels.
Squirrels. Yeah. And foxes.
Yeah.
Some badgers.
Yeah. So that would be my nerdy habit.
Very different.
Mm.
But
especially in London.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What you
it's not. It's not
pigeons.
Great. Yeah. I go to Richmond Park a lot.
Oh, yeah, the deer. The deer
you see
nice.
The deer, but they're basically pets, aren't they? They're not like wild deer.
Yeah, I've
seeing
seen
a deer
them
in Richmond
times.
Park versus seeing one like out in the wild is a very different experience.
Yeah, well, you know they're there. Yeah. It's a bit different.
But I've seen badgers in Richmond Park.
Oh, never seen that.
Yeah, it blew my mind, actually. It was one of my favourite wildlife encounters. I was looking for...
a badger.
This is so boring. So sorry, everybody. But I set myself a challenge one year to see all five British species of owls and photograph them.
Okay.
I won't ask you to name them. Don't panic.
A barn owl.
Yeah, there's one.
A tawny owl.
Tawny, yeah.
Tawny.
Yeah. They're the two like most common ones.
Okay, well, yeah, I wasn't going to know the most niche ones.
Little owl, short-eared owl, long-eared owl.
Nice.
Anyway, there's little owls in Richmond Park, and I was there looking for a little owl. And I saw a little owl that night. It was like sunset.
Okay.
And I saw a tawny owl, which I wasn't expecting. So I got like two birds in one stone.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and there was just three badgers coming out a hole behind me.
Amazing.
Within like 20 minutes.
And you were there for owls.
Blew my mind. Honestly, I was like the happiest. I was
best
happiest guy
day ever.
Genuinely, I was so.
And did you get pictures of them though, or did they shock you?
I've got pictures.
Yeah, I kind of want to see these pictures.
I was buzzing.
Yeah,
I'll get you a calendar. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'd actually love a calendar.
I gave away 40 this year.
40.
Yeah,
that's a lot. I think you should put them up.
I was struggling to find friends to give them to. I gave them to loads of work colleagues. I was like, please take one.
I still think you should put them on Etsy for like a fiver.
Yeah, maybe.
People would buy them.
A lot of admin though.
I'd buy one for a fiver.
For a fiver.
Yeah.
It cost like £9 to print.
Yeah, but you're giving them away. So
yeah,
at least
true.
I'm
saving you half your money.
I'd
recoup some money. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. See.
That's true.
Yeah, fine. Put them on for a tenner. It's not a lot. I think you should do it. I think you should make a little e-commerce business.
All right. Maybe this is the start.
This is the start. Yeah. You just don't know. It could like blow up. Make some fun TikToks about it. Do some organic reach.
Oh, TikTok.
I'd actually so do that for you. I feel like I'm really passionate about these calendars.
I can't think of anything worse than TikTok, than me doing TikToks.
But they'd just be about the calendar.
Mm.
Just get some like shots of you going out and taking the photos so people can see it's like organic.
Some BTS shots.
Yeah, like an independent photographer. Honestly, I could do this.
Okay.
We can do it. We're going to market the shit out of this.
Okay. It's a plan.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and... what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, let's move on to adventure. Not adventures of wildlife, but maybe today.
Maybe.
What is your best dating story?
Oh, okay. Well, I've been quite fortunate that I've not had like any horrendous dates.
Honestly, I've heard that so much recently. It's nice.
It's
good.
I don't know whether that's like because I'm a guy.
I've heard some awful stories about
Fair
women.
Enough. Like I've never been walked out on a date or like I've never had any horrendous experiences. I've had like boring ones. I mean, sure, like where you meet somebody, there's no spark and you sort of like you're committed to an evening. Like that happens to everybody though. I wouldn't say that's a particularly bad one. I've got quite a funny one. Going back a few years when I lived in like Woking near Surrey, met this girl for a date. We went to dinner, which was like a nice first date, quite a brave first date.
That is a brave first date.
And
we don't do dinner.
I was living at home as well at the time with my mum. And so I drove to like pick her up. We had a nice dinner and then like driving back to drop her home.
Thought
we had a nice date. It was having a nice time. We're driving down these like country roads. It was near like Bracknell. As we're driving along, I just see this weird like light in a bush.
Okay.
So I'm like, put the brakes on. I was like, what the hell was that? Reverse a bit. There's a car upside down in a ditch by the side of the road.
Oh my God.
With a guy in it.
Oh,
and
shit.
So I got out. He was absolutely fine, but he was just driving. And he's like, so I don't know how he'd done it, but he'd basically gone upside down in a
like
car. So I was trying to like, on a first date, trying to secure date two in the car, like having a nice chat. And then...
You've got to rescue some man.
2 hours waiting for, like, I had to call... I've never called 999 before.
Oh yeah.
Called the police. They got an ambulance there. And basically had to like help this guy out of the car. The date extended like way longer than it needed to because we were just standing by the side of the road in the cold. And then it turned out he was a press officer for AFC Wimbledon Football Club.
Okay.
And so our second date was free tickets to go and see Wimbledon play.
No way!
Because he was like thanking us.
That's really cool.
For stopping and helping.
That's really cool.
So it was like a really random, like the last thing you expect to see on a date is a car like upside down.
Yeah. That's probably quite a good test of the conversation because you just had to stand there and chat for like 2 hours while you waited for
this. In the cold.
Yeah.
Watching a guy trying to get out of a
window. Can you sit in your own car though? Or
you could, but I think it was like dangerous
to sit,
sit in the car.
You're not meant to, are you? You're meant to like stand by the side.
No. But it made for a good story.
Yeah.
I mean,
also, quite a nice continuity of the second date to be like, we got this because of the first date. Yeah. I quite like that.
Yeah, but it was quite fun.
Yeah.
It was quite fun.
You could like kind of laugh about it in the sense of like, this is such a random second date to go to the football, but fun.
It was. And we had like we were in like the posh seats.
Or the box.
Although it's Wimbledon, so there are no posh seats. But
I was like, what division are they? Like
they are, I think they were League Two at the time.
Okay. So it's, you know, like, I don't even know the team.
It's not a very good team.
Still though.
One of my best mates is a Wimbledon fan.
Oh, okay. So, but can't be too mean about them then.
Can't be too mean. But of all the things that have happened, it was not one. So I can't, if somebody writes in and wants to go on a date, I can't promise an upside down car and free tickets to the football, but I'll do my best.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is, what does your dream life look like?
Okay. Good question.
you chose it.
Great question choice. There are four things in life that make me happy.
Okay.
Like, or make me feel most alive.
And Sounds like you know what you want. That's good.
Yeah. And they are genuine human connection.
Mm-hmm.
Live music. I love live music.
Okay.
Nature and exercise. Okay. They're like, if I have a day where I can do like two of those, it's a good day. If it's four of them, like an amazing day. So my dream life would be living somewhere in the country, but not too far from London. Maybe like Cotswolds or maybe abroad. Who knows? But somewhere where there's like plenty of like green space and wildlife and nature. So yeah, living somewhere like that, having access to like a local pub with some live music, mm-hmm. or something like that. Going out for like a run in the mornings and working in a job that allows me the flexibility to do that. And maybe even to do something that was more orientated around like helping people.
Yeah.
So whether that's like coaching or maybe trying to go down like the sort of therapy route would be really interesting to me.
Okay.
So that would be my dream life. Somewhere where I like work for myself.
Yeah.
In a flexible location.
Kind of like freelance, yeah.
Yeah, freelance sort of life where I can weave into it nature.
Wildlife.
Nature and live music. That's like... I don't know what that life looks like in reality, but anything that can do those four things like on a regular basis.
Just knowing them is really impressive, to be honest. Like, I think you'll get there because you know them.
Yeah.
And you can like aim for it.
Kind of, I suppose, yeah.
No, definitely. That's how it works. I'm convinced. Okay. I'm like, I've got really into like manifesting this year.
All right, I love that.
I believe it.
Do you journal?
It's true.
Do you journal?
I kind of. I journal to like this really weird app.
There's an app now. I got notified. Like,
yes.
Journal app on
the
iPhone.
It appeared. I didn't know they could do that. Just put apps on your phone.
Yeah.
It appeared one day and I was like, I definitely didn't download that.
Yeah.
I've deleted it.
Like to actually physically write though.
Yeah. Lots of people do say that, like the proper coaches say that's better.
I've really fallen out of the habit. I got quite good at doing it every day. Like journaling. I had a...
Do you do it in the morning?
Morning.
Yeah.
Well, so I bought one called the 6-Minute Journal.
Okay.
And it's... The idea is you do 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes in the evening. And it's like three things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to get done today? Or like, I can't remember exactly the wording, but it's like, what do you want to get done today? And then at the end, it's you reflect on what were three things that you loved about your day and how will you make today, tomorrow better?
Yeah.
And it was quite nice because it was 3 minutes, but I fell out of the habit of doing it.
Yeah. I think doing the morning's hard because sometimes you wake up and you're just like in a rush.
Mm.
Which is why I like pre-bed work much better for me because I'm normally like relaxed.
Yeah.
Like it just, that's why I also like it on my phone because I can just text it out.
Yeah, I don't really have a good morning. I don't really have a consistent morning routine is my problem.
I think
if you do, then journaling's great.
Yeah.
But mine sort of like varies. I definitely feel better when I have more of a routine. Like,
yeah, me too.
I do the same thing every morning, but
yeah. I would love to be that person that wakes up for CrossFit every morning at 6 and then like, you know, always goes to the 6:30 class every day and then has some meal prepped breakfast that they get home to for 8.
Overnight oats.
Yeah, and then head to the office.
But you can only do that if your evenings are good. As in like
you get to
people don't go to bed at midnight and then wake up at 6. And if they do, like, I want to know how the hell you do that.
Dead.
But like,
they go to bed at 9.
Yeah, I can't really do it. I just get so distracted from like Netflix or Instagram or. But it would be easy if you just put your phone in like locked in a box at 9:30 and you had like an alarm that woke you up. It would be easy to do that.
But then I have Netflix.
Yeah.
Because mine's not always my phone. Mm. Mine is the TV most of the time, and I'll just be like one more episode.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Because I don't go on my phone when I watch TV. It's like a new rule.
Okay.
Oh, it's not that new. I've done it a lot. But I realised I was watching series and I wasn't actually watching them. I was on my phone.
Yeah.
So if I put the TV on, I have to put it down.
Yeah.
And if I check my phone, I have to pause the TV. That's the rules.
Yeah, I put mine in like no notifications after 9.
Yeah.
But I still end
it's
up
still look at it. Mine's on Do Not Disturb constantly and I still look at it every 5 seconds.
I did really enjoy, for a while, I charged my phone on the other side of my room.
Yeah.
So when I was in bed, I couldn't just grab it.
Yeah.
But like, the thing is, once you fall out of doing that habit, maybe like 1 or 2 days in a row, I just never get it back.
It's gone. Yeah. final A is affection. You've picked, what is your biggest ick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't have like one of those weird icks like when they run for a bus. Or,
yeah.
But I would say just people that like just don't take, that take life too seriously and like take themselves too seriously. Like for me, it's people that are taking like Instagram storying absolutely everything.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, so I have friends even that will go to places not because they really want to go, but because they want to like put a picture up of like to show, say they've been somewhere.
Yeah.
So people that don't really like not living in the present and sort of just existing for Instagram.
Yeah.
I find like a huge ick, red flag, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, that's what I would say. It's not a particularly good ick, I don't think. But
no, I get it. I know the type you're thinking of. I mean, I can be guilty of like going to a meal and then like taking a photo, but I've got better at not. Like I now go out and see my friends a lot more and don't take pictures or like don't story it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, actually, you kind of sit back and you're like, who am I doing this for?
Yeah, like, and it's really like cathartic when you do something that's really cool, but don't post it.
Yeah.
It's like, it feels really nice. Like,
I've done that with two holidays this year. Yeah. I went away and I didn't post one grid post. Mm. And I'm like, gosh, that's weird for me. But yeah, I just didn't have anything that I wanted to upload. And I was like, I don't need to.
But to caveat that though, I'm going to contradict myself here. It is really nice to have your own Instagram that you can look back on.
Oh, that's like what I use mine for. Yeah, literally. Mine is a archive for me.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I love going through it. I go through my own Instagram more than anyone.
And I really like, there's like a trend, I think, at the moment where people post like March and they just put like a photo dump of things from March. Yeah. That I think is like really quite cool.
Yeah, because they're a bit random.
Yeah, and it's just like almost your...
Yeah, it's like, so that you can look back like on a memory.
But I think it's like, journal. For me, it's like just like the story. It's like, just be present. Mm. Just like enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, no, realistically, no one actually cares what you're doing. Like,
if we really all, don't.
I know it's an ego bruise for everyone.
I obviously
no one
do
really
like
cares.
Seeing my friends' stories because I've thought about deleting Instagram like on and off, but I actually don't think I could just because you can't speak to everyone all the time and it is really nice to see when people are away and like then you can message them being like, how's the trip?
Yeah.
And like, I think
you can get tips and tricks from it as well.
One of my friends deletes her Instagram all the time and I've noticed just from her, like when she voice notes me or whatever, she has no idea what's going on in my life and I'm like, oh, weird, because everyone else does. And then I'm like, oh, because you don't see it. Like,
so I'm the same. I go through phases of like deleting, but what happens usually is I give myself the ick because I'm like on Instagram reels and I can't get off it.
Yeah.
Like, just, 2 hours is gone. So then I like,
yeah, it's worrying.
Rage quit. So I like delete it. But yeah, then you do kind of feel out the loop sometimes.
Mm. Yeah,
it's
weird.
It's weird. I don't know what the balance, like, is she happy? Like, it's just,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I need to ask.
I love it when people are not on social media, to be honest. Like, I find that really nice. But I get a lot of my news and stuff from like Twitter. And...
yeah, I'm not on Twitter, to be honest. That's not me. But TikTok's bad.
Yeah, I don't have TikTok.
Don't get it.
Mm. How am I going to promote my calendar?
Yeah, I will have to do that from my own account.
No, yeah, I really hate TikTok.
Oh, it is brilliant.
It
is brilliant.
I get sucked into it, but then I go through phases of like deleting it.
Yeah, it's annoying because it's slightly educational.
Mm.
That's what's the sucker with that one.
It can be.
No,
there's a lot of crap on there, but...
yeah, but it knows you so well eventually that it doesn't show you like shit.
Well, in China, TikTok is only educational.
Yeah.
They like regulate what goes on it, whereas in elsewhere in the world,
it's just like silly stuff. Yeah. Let's move on to your friend's recommendation of why someone should date you.
So what is there that's great about this chap? I mean, the main thing I'd have said is that he's a very, very positive person. He'll always see the upside in a situation or an opportunity. There's always a silver lining and he's always keen to try to get people excited about something, and it's very infectious having lived with him for a long time. So that's really something that I admire about him. He's very charming, cheeky. He's flirty, but in a friendly way with everybody. Very, very funny. He'll always get the last line. Dad jokes are a speciality of his. Another big thing is his enthusiasm, right? He's very enthusiastic. He's very impulsive. As soon as he's heard about something new, he'll have signed up to a course for it, or he's bought the kit, and it's always good fun to see what he turns up with next. You know, a new Lego kit or a new training program for a sport or whatever it might be. He's always doing something new and it's quite fun to watch. Big into his outdoors. He loves hiking. He's always up in Scotland hiking. Wildlife photography is a big thing of his that he does with his dad. So, outdoorsy, people, he's definitely, you know, one to go for there. But that being said as well, he likes the quiet weekends, right? He loves getting lost in a book and you know, having a bit of a detox retreat as well. Does that quite a lot. So also the quieter side of him is great. He's a big football boy, big Saints supporter, so he's down there a lot. If you're a football fan or a Saints fan, he will talk until he drops about his football. But that being said, he also doesn't shove it down your throat, so you know, you don't have to love it. Overall, though, you know, he's a very enthusiastic, loyal, charming, funny bloke. He's been a long-term friend of mine. He's always doing good things with his life, and any woman would be lucky to join him on his quest.
Oh, that was
very
sweet.
That
was
it?
Really sweet.
Very nice.
He really got in everything.
Yeah, he also put in a lot of caveats as well. He likes football, but not too much.
Yeah. No, that's an important caveat to get in, I think. Yeah. That's definitely a big, like,
he's not a football person as well, so.
Yeah. If you can sustain friendships that are not football related as a guy, I think that's a good yeah. starting point.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously I think, like, well, most women, like, don't love it. So they don't want, like, every weekend to be, like, football obsessed.
I think there's football on right now. I'm here.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Honestly, I had a guy recently that also, in the friend recommendation, they said he's missing a game to be like at this recording. Yeah, and yeah. I was like, it's green flag.
Yeah. But that was a very kind message. Very sweet. I lived with him for quite a long time. We went to uni together.
Yeah, it was really sweet. And he got in your impulsivity.
He did. And he did mention Lego, which I do want to address.
Oh, yeah. The Lego.
I'm not complete psycho, but
I think Lego's cool.
I didn't know that there'd been this like adult Lego resurgence. And I saw, again, I think it was like an Instagram ad or something for this
they're really detailed
the red,
you're right,
yeah,
telephone box.
And
I've seen those, and there's a Big Ben version and stuff,
yeah,
too.
So I bought that because I thought it would look nice on my bookshelf. Built it, really enjoyed the process of building it. Yeah. Like, it was so therapeutic, yeah, and relaxing. And
it's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's like exactly like a puzzle, but you then get to actually, you don't destroy it afterwards.
Yeah.
And then I bought like an LED like light kit that you can tie to it. So then it's got like it lights up. And then before I'd even finished that bit of Lego, I'd already bought like two more to arrive. Because I enjoyed it. It's like, that's the classic.
So what
me.
Have you got next?
I've done them both.
Yeah, yeah, but what are they?
What else have I done? Bonsai tree, which looks sick.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I've seen that one, actually. I get the ads as well.
No LED lights on that one, though.
No.
But
well, you could put like little fairy lights
could
on
do,
it.
But...
That might look a bit lame.
Yeah, because a tree doesn't light up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whereas the most adventurous one, and this was also the most expensive, was a Back to the Future car.
Oh, okay. Back to the Future. Yeah, yeah.
And I bought that and put all the like LED lights on it as well. But that's it. Like, I'm done now.
I
would buy more, but I've got nowhere to put it.
Yeah, at least you're using them as like features in the house.
Exactly. My bookshelf looks great now.
Yeah, yeah. I could get one over there, maybe.
The flowers. Have you seen the like Lego flower range that they do?
No.
They're really good.
Okay, maybe I'll get a bouquet.
I bought one for my mum for Mother's Day.
Nice.
It's like tulips that look really realistic.
Yeah.
And they're nice, yeah. I just wanted to address that. I haven't got like this dungeon of Lego.
Yeah, like I'm like collected like when you were a kid, like, you know, there's giant boxes.
Because some people have like proper model villages.
That's what I was thinking. Like the Harry Potter like worlds and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they are for kids.
I did look at the Hogwarts one. It's £650.
I was just about to say, it's also a massive spending app.
There's a shop in Battersea Power Station. There's a Lego shop in there that you can go in, and it's like... They have so many security in the door.
Yeah.
Because it's
people like, nicking expensive Lego.
Expensive stuff.
Yeah, it is, yeah. No, I applied for a job there once because I was like, I actually think it'd be a really cool place
to work. Legoland or Lego?
No, Lego. Lego. I was in to do like, yeah, with sales or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Partnership manager maybe, something like that. And I was like, ooh, Lego partnerships. I bet they do some really cool brand partnerships that I've just not seen.
Yeah, especially because like I think probably adults spend more money on Lego than...
Adults are the ones buying it.
Well, true, but even like
the
adult kits,
yeah.
I reckon they...
Do quite well.
Yeah.
Prove that.
They've done well out of me the last month. And this is all just to caveat in the last like 6 weeks. This is like classic me.
So yeah, your recent friend keeps up with your life. That's
he does
good.
Keep up with my life. That's I actually sent him a video of it last night because I finished the best. I was like, look at my bookshop. Because I went for dinner with him and his girlfriend and she was like, please stop talking because you're going to make him want to buy loads of Lego now.
Oh, yeah. I think you should. I think they look nice.
They do look cool.
Okay, let's wrap up. What is your one-word review of yourself?
easygoing, I would say.
Nice.
Just here for a chilled out
is
time.
Is that one word? It's a barrel. Easygoing. It's like is there a hyphen.
Does that mean it's one word if there's a hyphen?
I don't know. It will, you can
all
have
right,
it.
Okay.
No, you can have it. You can have it. Someone gave me two the other day, so.
carefree.
Okay. Ooh.
That is one word.
That isn't a hyphen, yeah.
That is one word.
Okay, cool.
Carefree.
Same, yeah, similar vibes. Yeah. You get the vibes. Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for coming
You're
on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I very enjoyed myself.
So if you like the sound of this easygoing, carefree man, please write into the podcast at Single Sounds on Instagram, or you can email the podcast, singlesoundspodcast@gmail.com, and you will be passed on his details. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week with a single lady of London. I hope you enjoyed the bank holiday. See you next Tuesday. Bye.